the Justice Podcast with your hosts, Damber Wagner and Jacob Willis.
What's the deal, y'all? Welcome to episode 29. Oh. It's your
girl. Why would you do some funky
I'm shit? I'm sorry, like I had a burp, babe. Go ahead.
It's your girl Just Living, baby.
And your boy Jacob Willis, and you tuned into the Just Us Podcast.
We know y'all missed us last week because we was missing you. But Cash App was down. I couldn't send my payment to get the studio, so sorry.
We had a shoot, too, so we had a busy week last week. We needed that day off.
We did, low-key. We did.
We did, but we are back and better.
Therefore.
And today is giving solo episode, but we actually have a guest and a half today. Y'all see we got Haiti Baby in the building. Yeah. What's up? How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling good. Thank y'all for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Glad you made it.
Appreciate it.
So, we always start our episodes with a mental health moment, just to get it going. And today, our mental health moment, we want to base it around you. We want to know if you ever had anxiety, especially being in the industry.
Outside the industry, I grew up with anxiety based on my environment, just how my thought process was. I always had anxiety, like bad. Like I still bite my nails here and there, like that type of anxiety, like, you know, couldn't sit still. So I use, like writing. I used to just write lyrics when I was young. Now I got another hobby. I work out now, so I go run and lift some weights to balance that out.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm all about mental health for sure.
That's a good way to like push through mental health. A lot. Some people smoke cigarettes, some people drink alcohol, but for you to be writing down your passion, you know, that's the best way for you to release.
It is. I feel like everybody got their own different things to do.
Facts. Make it make sense.
Hello. So we saw, of course, that you were born in Oakland. You moved to Stockton.
Yeah.
And then what brought you out? Do you live in L.A.?
No, I live in Atlanta now.
Oh, Atlanta.
Yeah. I used to live in L.A. for a little bit, but I moved to the A because I started fucking with Young Jeezy. So we got a studio out there, so we working out there. So, yeah.
Is that where your career really started and started popping off? Was it in Atlanta or?
Nah. Where I'm from, Stockton.
Stockton? Yeah. I'm from Sacramento.
Oh, you from Sacktown?
So, yeah, my big brother live in Stockton, so yeah.
Sac always showed me love, yeah.
Come on now.
That's what's up. So we want to talk about this new album that you just dropped.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing Too Crazy.
Uh-huh.
What's the motive behind that?
I ain't never really always got on West Coast beats. I feel like Nothing Too Crazy my first time really giving, like, South beats a chance. Mm-hmm. Like, I was sampling, like, Trina and Big Tuck from Texas. So I was doing stuff like that. And it was different at first. I didn't like the music I was making at first when I was trying to get into that sound. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother was just saying, take your time with it. So Nothing Too Crazy is just basically like a test. I'm testing, seeing that if I really, how y'all like my new flow, you know?
Right.
It's Nothing Too Crazy, though.
You got a good flow. I'm loving the milk and cookies. You used to feel like the man when I walk through. Bands when I talk, boy. You talking that shit.
Show enough.
That's what's up. So what features do you have?
For my album or for the little mix, I ain't got none on the mixtape.
None? Okay.
For my album, we in the talks with a lot of, so we want to see what direction I'm going in first before we start, like, bringing up big names.
Okay.
This is the question I always ask artists when they come on a pod.
Yeah.
When people are in the studio, especially artists, sometimes a guys need a lot of bitches in there with, you know, their asses out. They need the weed. When you're in the studio and you're in your, you know, your thought process and you're ready to record, like, what is your vibe in the studio?
No, I don't like a bunch of people. I don't smoke neither. So I like just being me and my producer, you know.
Period.
Just stay focused.
Yeah, stay focused, yeah.
That's what's up. That's you're the first artist to ever say that.
No, seriously. They'd be like, oh, we need bitches. No.
A hookah.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I don't want all that in there sometimes.
You'd be really focused.
Yeah. And then when you know when you're singing on auto-tune, you like, and I don't want you hearing me.
Oh, right.
That type shit like
my whole girl, she be like, I'm like, what the hell is this? But it sounds so nice when it come out. You know what I mean? It's like an art.
And when you like writing and getting in the zone, what fuels you? Like, what gets you going?
Usually I base my lyrics off experiences. So say I'm with you and you say a joke, I audio record it. And I write it down from my notes and just pick a cadence how I'm going to come with it. So like, I just base off my experience of life. That's why I moved to Atlanta for real, just to go to the clubs and start experiencing different aspects of life. And then I put that in my music.
Period.
That's what's up. Like taking like notes.
Yeah, just taking notes.
Just to come back.
I'm always taking notes. Like, wow. I hop out the shower if I think of something dope. My dopest notes, my dopest like lyrics come in like 3 a.m. It's always like when I'm finna go to sleep or like when I wake up right out of my sleep, I always think of something dope and I just write it down.
You just hurry up so you don't forget it.
Yeah, because I be forgetting stuff. Yeah, and I'm not no freestyle dude, as you know.
I'm not no freestyle dude. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's not my swag, though. I like to write.
Period. That's okay. Well, we asked Instagram if they had some questions for you, and the girls were going crazy.
Why you do that?
And was.
Okay, you ready to jump in?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, the first question multiple women ask, is he single? Because he is fine.
Yeah, I'm single.
For real?
Yeah.
Is that by choice or with you?
No, I really ain't just, you know, I'm talking to a few girls, but I ain't really committed. Like, okay. I'm chilling. I'm posting.
What's your type of girl? That's what they really want to know.
Right, because it was talk because you like big girls.
I got you, ladies.
Yeah, I like I like black girls. I like black women.
Darker the barrel, sweeter the juice, so you like a little light skin.
He said, what's your type? I don't really have, like, I don't know.
You like off vibes. You like a vibe.
When I'm out, I don't even talk to girls. Like, if it wasn't for social media, I wouldn't even have girls. Like,
damn.
Yeah.
So you just really be like to yourself.
Mm-hmm. I see a pretty girl and I'm like, she bad. And my brother would be like, hey, he like you. And I'm like, I go in the car, like, don't do that.
Like, nigga, why you do that?
Yeah. Aww. No, I feel like I'm still learning, you know? So I don't really know. And I got a daughter now, so like, even when I'm not with her, I be thinking like, man, I only got one more talking stage in me. Shit.
Love him. One for real.
I only got one more, so like, chilling right now though.
It's all the same. All the ladies are asking the same question.
Okay, I got some more. Okay. What is your overall aspiration in life? Side note, I love you, Zaddy.
My overall aspiration. To be a superstar.
You already a superstar. Right,
you're not where you want to be that.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's low and it's definitely coming.
Like, I look at The Rock. You know, Dwayne Johnson. Mm-hmm. So, like, I want to be that caliber. Like,
that nigga, like, ooh.
The dude, like, you just put any commercial anywhere and just.
Right.
You feel me? And give back.
You got to give.
Yeah, I ain't really had my time to really, like, get that big bag where I can show the world how I love to give back. So,
like,
I can't wait. I definitely want to go to Haiti and get back to my country and go to Guyana and get back to my country. So, you know.
Since you're Haitian, do you talk with an accent?
No, I don't got to. I feel like I'm a NorCal nigga. On my mama, so I just got.
I already knew you were North. I know North Cal. I'm a North Cal. So,
yeah.
Anyways, Sacramento, big Sacramento, 916.
Yeah,
but listen, your shows be super duper lit, crowd be going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you already have that superstar quality. You know what I mean? Some people just have it, and you have, you know, the tangibles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I appreciate that.
So keep that up. And also, I just wanted to congratulate you because you're a father, of course, and you're handling business and making sure that you're staying on top of your staying on top of your game, especially when you have a daughter or a child. You got to make sure that you do what you got to do to provide. And that's dope that you really taking your music serious because you're not like a lot of rappers. When you look at your Instagram, you don't see you with a whole bunch of money and chains and shit.
Right, you're really just different.
Yeah,
like we really don't know a lot about you.
Yeah, that's why I feel like moving forward. Showing my personality more on my content side so people can understand, like, I'm really a cool-ass nigga. Wow. I feel like some people just look at me like unapproachable sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to really, like, start getting with the times and really getting on social media more. It's hard. Content creating is hard for me, though. Because it's like, you know, I got anxiety already. And then me and my brother, we work so hard, like, I forget to tell him to record me doing this, record me. So it's like, I got to be on top of that shit, though, because I want to show the world my personality.
Yeah, it's easy to forget that, though.
You know what I mean? It is.
A whole camera and everything for it and don't even bring it out. Like,
yeah, bring it out.
It's getting dusty.
Go out to eat, bring it.
Facts, anything. Because you never know that moment.
Yeah, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think you would make it out of Stockton with the unreasonable crime rate?
Yeah, I knew I was going to make it out for sure.
Yeah.
I always knew I was going to be a star.
That part.
When I was a young nigga, for sure. I didn't know it was going to be with music, though. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be with, like, sports or something.
Right, because you was an athlete.
Yeah. So I thought it was...
What sport was that with?
Both sports, football, basketball. I don't know which one was going to take me, but I was going to go.
So how did you go from being an athlete to a gang member? Because I did read about that, too.
I feel like... Money, my pockets was low.
Mm.
And then I had, like, male problems. So, like, I didn't like men telling me what to do. Like,
okay.
So, like... And I was very emotional. So I couldn't control my emotions. And then some of the shit, it got to the point where it was addicting to, like, do bad, hot boy shit. It got addicting because it was easy in Stockton. Right. And then when you riding through Sac, you know, if you know a nigga not from Sac or Stockton, like, you just can get on him and no consequences. So mm-hmm. I was just doing hot boy shit, but yeah. Now I'm trying to make big boy money. So it's like,
Put that shit aside for
you gotta pick. You gotta pick a side. You can't do both. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of young rappers that are watching this interview right now, and they mm-hmm. want to know, like, you know, they're probably in a place where they're not motivated or they don't feel inspired to, you know, be on your level or mm-hmm. where you even are right now. What advice could you give to, like, a younger version of yourself?
Trying to get where you are.
Exactly.
Earn your stripes. Don't cheat mm-hmm. the process. And it's God's timing, for real.
Who's timing?
God's timing.
Y'all hear that?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
Yep, divine timing. We talk about all the time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we just do things and we expect things to happen overnight. But it's like when you really have a passion for something and you really love what you do, you know, things will happen in divine timing. You got to just trust the process. It's easy to get discouraged.
Exactly.
Been there, done that. You know?
Many a times.
Hello?
Yeah.
So.
You are so extra.
No, I'm really excited inside, but I just don't want to let all that out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She couldn't be still. You said you was coming up the stairs, legs and shaky.
Like that.
Anyways, okay. So for a second, let's just do a little off the dribble.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna ask you a question, just shoot it out the answer.
Okay.
I'm only gonna give you probably like 7 or 8.
All right.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's one thing that you love and hate about the industry?
I love and hate.
I said just shoot it out.
I don't know. I ain't got no answer for that.
Okay, next. If you could go back and change one thing in your life, what would it be?
My swag. I don't know what I was thinking back then.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was just dressing crazy.
Out of everything you say, you say your swag.
Yeah, my, like, Cortez's and Dickies. Like, now I'm looking back.
That,
like,
was fly back.
Nigga,
then
I could have came
shirts.
Different.
I used to have Jabos on. What?
Ooh.
Yeah. Man.
I wish I could change that.
What was we thinking?
The rubber band at the bottom of the pants.
I had PF Flyers. I had, like, every color.
PF Flyers, yeah. Okay. Do you take women on dates, and what's your ideal date?
Out to eat. Shit. Back to the crib. Show you where I live.
Back to the crib.
Show you where I live.
Are you feeding them chicken wings and fries or like lobster and steak?
Right.
Lobster. I like steak. Lobster and steak for sure.
You hit that lady's hand at cheap, Nick.
Do I hit on the first day?
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
So what you going back to the crib for? Watch movies?
Take it to the studio. Play some music. See her vibe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cute. What's 2 turnoffs that women do?
Attitude. Mm-hmm. And that controlling shit.
Okay. Yeah. Favorite movie?
Menace Society.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's my shit. Okay. I'm old dog.
That's a good one. he do the movie immediately.
Wow.
Like, you watched that last night.
Okay. Who are some artists you'll like to work with in the future?
Future.
Okay. Have you ever felt like giving up or quitting, and what kept you going?
Yeah, I feel like. Like giving up a lot. Kept me going. My brother Sauce. Shout out Sauce Gotti right there. Kept me going.
Aww. Yeah, shout out to him.
Yeah. Okay, are you the cool ex or the problematic ex?
I'm cool. All my exes love me.
How many you got?
Really only my ex before my baby mother, she killed herself. But I loved her dearly. We still had a relationship before that happened. All my exes is good, like, you know. Mm-hmm. Ain't no bad blood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not the petty type of ex. Good. I ain't gonna shit on you, nothing like that.
Right. I'll be letting shit go by an ex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long are you in LA?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanna go back home.
Okay, well, shit, you got time to take Amber on a date or what?
Yeah. That's embarrassing.
You wanna go on a date?
I would like to.
With me?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what's up. I see. I'll try to make some time for you.
Okay, anyways.
You just wow,
that's
that.
On the spot. That's crazy. Anyways, okay. Well,
let people know where they can get the album, what you got coming up next.
Mm-hmm. What to look forward to.
Yeah, man. Check me out on all platforms. Haiti, baby. I got the new mixtape out called Nothing Too Crazy. I'm dropping an album next year called Sorry I Ghosted You. Yeah, we don't know what features we got, but it's going to be some crazy shit, man. Yeah, I got shit in store.
All right, that's what's up. Thank you so much for coming on the pod, making some time for us.
No, thank y'all. Thank y'all. I appreciate you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And to the homies that's watching back in Sacramento, make sure you guys stream Milk and Cookies, because that's really, if you want to feel like that nigga when you walk through, talk your shit, it's giving Sacramento. Okay, that's my favorite one on the album. I'm going to do a little quick catch up because I have not spoken to Amber in a couple of days. What's been going on, sis?
We just spoke. But nothing much. It's been a really weird time.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with you?
Girl, the same thing.
Yeah.
Listen, if you live in LA and the light is red, when it turns green, make sure you count to 10 and look both ways 10 times, because I almost died on the way here.
Let me tell you something.
They love to run red lights in LA.
Y'all, this week was crazy. Do you know a stud hit me in the back and fled the scene?
You just got to make it known that it was a stud.
It was, because she was very rude, too. She was very aggressive, seriously. Because I hopped out and I said, are you going to give me your information? I'm not giving you shit. This a bitch car. This ain't my car.
Shut up.
She said that this is a bitch car. This isn't my car. She said that. I'm like, okay, so what that mean? I'm finna get on. What? Oh, excuse me. I'm finna get on, bitch.
No, she did not call you.
On everything.
What?
I'm like, what? Okay. Then why my damn dog run out the car, finna get hit in traffic? I gotta go get him. I'm picking him up. She finna go. She walking down, jogging, excuse me, down the street.
There is too much going on.
Yeah, so that was a hit and run. My shoulder messed up. They said my spine is usually curved. It's straight right now because it's swollen. But I'm still outside. You know me. Can't nothing hold me down. Little pain patches.
Come on now.
Nah.
We fall and get back up.
Thank God for insurance, okay?
Emphasis on insurance, because if you didn't have insurance, that would have been bad.
Have that, please. It makes a difference.
So I went to the little cornbread event.
Hot water
cornbread.
Ooh, I know it was a good time.
It was a good time. A lot of, you know, niggas was there. I didn't get one, though. Good food. I had the best cornbread. A lot of cocktails.
You actually have cornbread there?
Yeah.
I never get cornbread at Hot Water.
It had like
cornbread.
A little hint of honey in it, too. It was a little sweet, kind of tastes like cake.
Wow. Okay.
And I don't even like cake like that. But I got so much love, you know, from our viewers. Thank you, guys. I was gifted this amazing sweater. You guys, let me tell you something about this sweater.
It's nice.
First
too.
Of all, it's oversized. Not one of those. Yeah, it's not one of those sweaters that, when the other hand goes in, it like connects. You know what I mean? Oh. It's two separate pockets and they're deep.
Oh, that's real cute.
Y'all know we like it deep. And it is so amazing. The name of this brand is called Royal Habits Clothing. I'm going to put their Instagram down in the description box so you guys can purchase. People have been tardy. There have been things that I've been wanting to accomplish that I have not yet accomplished yet. And I'm just disappointed. How do you get through disappointments? Whether that be somebody that disappointed you, a situation, or just existing and not being happy.
I feel like we talk about this all the time.
Disappointments?
Well, you know, being sad, getting over people that we lost, all that.
Okay, well then that's trash. We can talk about something else then. I tried to.
Damn, you didn't have to throw the topic away?
It's gone now. You said we talk about it all the time.
Not giving.
Anyways, Whoopi Goldberg. As we all know, the VMAs just passed. Did you see the VMAs?
A few people. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes.
So you saw that Nicki Minaj was the host.
Right.
And then Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion performed together.
I did see that, yes.
So they were all in the room at the same time, but nobody announced their performance. So when they came out, nobody said, oh, Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B, they just came out.
Oh, didn't notice
You know
that.
Nicki wasn't going to announce
okay,
the girls.
Wow.
Yeah, so people were just talking about that. That was just so crazy to me. And then the looks, it was kind of giving a renaissance. A lot of people had on the silver and the black. I'm like, Beyonce really has the influence.
When Megan and performed, they had the blue on. That was really cute.
I like the blue.
Yeah, very vibrant, bold. I love that.
Giving Tropicana.
Yes, yes.
That Sunny was really D.
Right.
Nicki Minaj didn't perform last year. Lizzo performed last year. But this year was definitely giving.
She's been a little quiet lately since, you know, the situation.
Why you say it like that?
I'm just saying, you know, we haven't heard from her.
Yeah. Maybe that's she's kinda, just taking a...
Yeah, a mental break.
Right.
Right, exactly. And I know a lot about those. What about Young Jeezy getting a divorce from his wife? Isn't that sad?
Why you saying it like you don't even, like, care?
No, I was being
Who you looking at?
Somebody, I'm being serious.
She's like, isn't that so sad?
No, that is sad to me.
Divorces no, anybody never, getting a divorce.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, but maybe they needed it. But
on a Neighborhood Talk, I saw a video where she said that she keeps the black meat to the side and she keeps her white meat right here.
Oh, wow.
On the Neighborhood Talk.
What? She said that?
Yeah.
She said, broke niggas to the left. My rich niggas stand to the right.
Oh, yeah. To the left. Yes.
Damn.
Let me find it. I have to. She did, and they were saying, why would he even marry somebody that says something?
But it was the music on the post.
And now she got a black baby.
You dated black guys.
Loved black guys. Yeah. I did. But for me, dark meat on the side, white keeps me mean and lean. You know, that's why I married white man. That's what I like.
Hold up. What do you mean, dark meat on the side?
I really do think black men are attractive. I do. Like, that's my...
Well, what do you mean? So we're a fetish. On the side.
That means, honey. You know what that means.
Wait, what are you meaning
to that? How did you say it?
So that was a discussion. That's like a man saying, yeah, big girls to the side, but the skinny hoe right here.
Yeah, like, why would you even say something like
right,
that?
Right, right.
It's giving us, like, we're fetish ignorant. Mm-hmm. Like... She knew that people were going to talk about
Come
that.
Come on. And they was going to dig deep and find that interview. Right. That's one thing. When you say something on this social media, you got to stand on it for real, because they going to go to the archives and find that shit.
Dig it out. And we're going to talk about it on the podcast, and people are going to comment and drag your ass. Mm-hmm. So that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, just leave black people alone, period. Leave us black men alone.
Okay.
You stay with the white meat in front.
Mm-hmm. Because you know how many black men and dog me out, and they still right here center on the plate. I'm not the same ones that did me wrong, but I'm just saying I still love my black men no matter what.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's like, why do we got to be to the side? Is it because we're not financially stable like the white men, even though there's a lot of African Americans that are bosses?
And speaking of that, I got something else.
Wait.
My guy, Tyler Perry, had brought up
I just saw.
Did you see that? Now that's, whoo, we getting deep now. People waking it up. Tyler Perry says, in our society, black women are making more than black men, and that's okay. If she's comfortable enough to say, baby, you handle the light bill, and I'll cover the mortgage, that's fine. And he went into depth on the video. So what do you feel about that?
Well, I just saw a girl on TikTok, and I just saw it, too, before we got here. And she was dragging Tyler Perry. She was upset that he said that, and I don't know why I was supporting
him. You never dragged Tyler Perry. It's freaking Tyler Perry.
Well, she was trying to drag Tyler Perry. She said, go put on your heels and a wig, and you stay in that lane. She was really upset I just saw that. That's how I knew about it. And I'm like, why is she so mad?
But I did see some comments on there, and some black women were like, why are they trying to tell us to settle? We've been settling all our lives. We're tired. Men need to provide. Men need to do this, which I do believe, you know, but I mean... If you're okay with it, you're okay with it.
He wasn't saying necessarily settle. He was just saying if they're contributing something, that's better than nothing.
That's true, yes.
Right? True. At least they're contributing towards something. Mm-hmm. Not every man is going to have it in the beginning. What happened to building together or even building up with somebody?
Do you remember that Tyler Perry movie with, what's my girl name? Taraji?
Which one?
Acrimony?
Yes.
Remember, he was broke down. She was helping him, giving all the money. He came up. Then look.
Yeah.
What happened? Because she started dogging him out. She gave up on him.
Yeah.
You never know. Shit can change.
Shit can change.
All the time.
And it's usually...
The tables turn.
Mm-hmm. But this is my thing. It's a double standard because usually the man has it and the woman doesn't. Mm-hmm. So the man is a provider, right? Mm-hmm. So if a woman ends up, you know, sustaining enough money and passing up the man is going to be like, okay, well, shit, we both got it. Mm-hmm. But see, if it's the other way around, he can't just pay a light bill. Because you're not paying anything in the house. He's providing everything. He's paying the light bill, the phone bill, making sure there's food. You're just at home with the child if you got a child. Or you're just taking trips and giving Real Housewives.
Yikes.
Yeah, so I don't care what people got to say. Tyler Perry, thank you so much for keeping it real. Always telling it like it is.
Love it.
We love it over here.
Ooh, yes, we do.
We love BET as well. So if you need us on BET, just let us know.
I'll come right now.
Hello.
Girl.
And talking about black-owned businesses, you guys know we like to play games here on the pod, so I'm really excited because the CEO of Unword, which is my very good friend, Mr. Ryan Glenn, he created an amazing board game, and he's here to talk about it a little bit. This episode's going to be a little different. We're going to have two different guests, but they're going to come in and come out. Mm-hmm. So, Ryan Glenn, come on and step up to the microphone.
Yay!
And let our wonderful viewers know about your game.
So excited.
What's up, y'all?
What's up?
I'm so happy to be here. I'm such a huge fan of both of y'all.
Supporter. Yes.
Fan supporter. I feel you, though. I feel you. I have watched this show since the beginning, and both of you have just incredibly grown. Your personalities are so genuine. You don't have to have a guest. You can just be here just talking to the camera, and it's entertaining, you know? So y'all going to be around for a really, really long time.
Thank you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. So thanks for having me on. Unword is a really fun game. It started off as a mobile application. Mm-hmm. It did really good in the Apple App Store. Was one of the top games, number one for weeks in the App Store. Downloads now in over 200 countries. Whew. And so to celebrate the 10th year anniversary of Unword the app, I was just trying to come up with something to give to the fans, give to our supporters for being around all this time. Mm-hmm. And I just got the idea to create a board game.
That's lit.
Yeah, yeah. So we turned it into a board game. And, you know, we can't just stop there.
Right.
So I actually am in production now for a Unword TV game show as well.
Shut up.
So, yeah.
Make it make sense.
The fans got a lot
that's
coming.
Huge.
Right? Yeah. Show them that box. It's what a quality for me.
And what is the game about? What are we unwording? What's the concept?
So, basically, I don't
that's
know
your close-up right
I'm...
there, the pink one.
Oh, okay. So, basically, what happens is, and I'll show you in a second, but you pull a card.
Okay.
It has a number and a word on it. Say the number is 5. You move 5 spaces on the board. And do wherever you land, you do what it tells you to do. And then there's a word. So say if the word is understanding, you flip that timer and whoever you play with, y'all got 60 seconds to create as many words as possible using the letters of understanding.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
like that
she's good. Mind. I know.
Ooh,
it
gets you going. Yes, yes. Okay. Oh, that's what's
so
up.
That's
a game creator. How does that feel?
You know what? It's with me, I'm a creator, but it always comes out of like necessity. Like I was writing, I have a book and I was writing in my book and got writer's block and just start staring at the word. And I think it was sometimes and I went sometime and I was like, this would be a dope app. And back then apps weren't even really a big thing. So, you know, that's just how that came about. But yeah, so I always wanted to be a board game creator. Okay. I always wanted to be a host of like a game show, my own game show, my own board game. So that's a dream come true. But with the app, it just kind of happened from just random.
Dang, you just elevated from there, just stepping up, stepping up.
Oh, hey,
wow,
can't
God
stay
is
in
good.
The same
all the
God
time.
Is incredible.
And not to talk about the moons and the stars and all that, but you are a Virgo like me, and we tend to be very perfectionists, and we like to just get things done ourselves. When you created this game, did you have the help of other people, or were you just trying to do it all for yourself? The thought process of it and all that stuff and coming up with the creativity of the game.
Yeah, so I never do anything by myself, as far as like completely by myself. Mm-hmm. I came up with the concepts by myself. The idea of how to play the game, put the designs. I wanted to, and I'm all about manifestation, so I wanted it to be a game show. So when I created the board game's design, I designed it like to look like a TV game show. And literally after I launched it, 2 months later, I got a deal. But yeah, so it takes a team. When it came to the app side of it, I'm not a coder. So for me, I had to hire somebody who actually coded the game for me. But no, I don't ever do anything all by myself because, you know, it takes a village. But the concepts and stuff, yes, are solely pretty much mine.
Yeah.
With the production it is, was it a lot? Like
a lot of money?
Well, that too, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? And let me say this. When it comes to creating, and especially as Black entrepreneurs, we don't always have the resources.
Facts.
And for me, it was very difficult to get funding. And I would go I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, so I would be in Cleveland, going out to investors and trying to get money to get, you know, some of my products out. And they always would tell us, no, me and my cousin, we would go together and the only brown guys in there. And they would always tell us no. But then there would be somebody in there who didn't really look like us. Mm-hmm. And maybe they came up with a new color red shoestring. And they were
like, oh, yeah,
let's do it. They got it. Let's give them all the money. But the crazy thing about it is if you're dedicated to your craft and you're when you know you're giving something for a purpose and you want to create it, it's so important to stick with it. So for me, however I had to raise that money to do it, I was able to do it. But how that helped in the end is when I got ready to sign my first TV deal, the first question they asked me was, how many people are you indebted to? And I said, none. And they were like, you don't owe anyone money. You have no investors. You did all this on your own. And I mean, it took a lot of money. It took a lot of time, but I did. And the great part about that is I own my stuff 100%. So if you can work hard and do what it takes to get that money up to create whatever it is you have, don't look at it as a terrible thing because at the end, you're going to own 100% of your stuff.
That takes a lot of discipline.
And that's a big flex to say, I own 100% of everything.
For sure. And I'm not in debt.
Yeah.
Come on now.
And now I got production
on
the way.
I don't know nobody.
I got a TV show on the way. It's in talks. We're making moves out here.
Yep.
From an app to a board game to a TV show.
I am just so glad to know you.
I'm so glad
to know
you.
That's amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, what advice do you have for people that want to get on your level or start an app or start a game or have ideas? What do you have for them?
Yeah, so I always tell people nothing's impossible when you're unstoppable. Mm-hmm. So I touched on it a little bit before, but just continue to work. Mm-hmm. And whatever it is that you're going after, just continue to move until it happens. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes we don't see the end. We usually never see the end. But it's just about being consistent and staying passionate about whatever it is mm-hmm. that you want to do and just getting it done.
Wow. If you don't remember nothing else that he said, nothing's impossible when you're unstoppable.
When you're unstoppable.
Period.
It's Ooh. Actually on the game board.
That's lit. That.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, I just love the board game. I'm excited to play for game night.
Let's do it.
Okay. Anyways, Ryan, let the people know where they can get the game.
All right, so Unword is... I can show y'all. Unword is available online at unwordthegame.com.
So show that, yes.
Yep, there we go. Unwordthegame.com. Celebrating 10 years with plays in over 150 countries. It's now 200, as I said. And here we go. Nothing's impossible when you're unstoppable. Yeah, so unwordthegame.com is available. Yeah, but it'll be in stores pretty soon. I have something in the works with Target and Walmart.
Oh, so. Everybody love a little Walmart. Yeah.
Man, Walmart is my store.
For real, me too. I'm done with Target. Walmart got everything and more. Thank you.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Are we playing this tomorrow at your brunch?
Absolutely.
So, you guys, tomorrow is Ryan's birthday. So, you guys, make sure you guys go and purchase the game. That's the least you could do for his birthday.
Exactly.
And I'm just so proud of you as a friend. And I was like, you have to come on the podcast and let people know about this game because we love board games. If you want a good board games for a game night, this is it.
You know, I'm super proud of you too, Jacob, always. You always got something going on. And I definitely appreciate it. You know, I am blessed to be able to, you know, be here. But I also, it's super important to support your friends. And mm-hmm. you've always done that. Amber, you've always done that. And I've always supported y'all.
And that's on period. And we're going to continue to support each other.
Absolutely. That's right. That's Can't right. stop.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. That's Mr. Ryan Glint.
Yes, and don't forget to tap in with that game.
You always try to ride.